Let's report on the latest violence in the Middle East. Israeli aircraft struck the Gaza Strip, killing several militants, Israel says, in retaliation for rockets fired into Israel.
All of this was sparked by the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers, followed by the kidnapping and murder of a Palestinian teen in an apparent revenge attack. Over the weekend, six Israelis were arrested for that crime. And this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telephoned the father of the murdered Palestinian boy. Netanyahu promised that the people responsible for his son's death will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
But that's brought little comfort to his family, as Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Driving last night from mostly Jewish West Jerusalem to mostly Palestinian East Jerusalem was like entering a war zone. Israeli border police checked each car to make sure no Israeli Jews were entering. The street was littered with rocks from last week's riots against Israeli police. Traffic lights were smashed, city train stations were mangled, the pay stations gutted and charred. And at the center of it all, a family was grieving. Hundreds were breaking the Ramadan fast in a large tent set up outside the family's home for well-wishers. Young men passed out sticky sweet baklava and dates. Posters of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khader wearing a baseball cap hung from the mosque next door. Among the mourners was the murdered boy's cousin, Mohammed Khader al-Ouda Abu Khader, who recently moved to Jerusalem from California. Only a few hours before, the family heard the news that six Israelis were arrested in connection with the boy's murder.
What we want is justice, okay? What we want is justice, but we don't need, you know, revenge killings, because it's not going to solve anything. People don't grow out of that. People just become more hateful and more hateful, and what the hell do we need that for?
But another family member, Solomon Abu Khader, struck a different tone.
For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the blood never die here.
You mean that someone will avenge his death?
Yes, sir.
The Abu Khaders have a big branch of the family in the U.S. It's something they have in common with the family of Naftali Frankel, one of the three Israeli teens kidnapped and killed in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Israeli teen's uncle phoned the Palestinian family yesterday and offered condolences.
Tarek, just give me 5 minutes from your time.
In the back of the house, the dead boy's cousin, 15-year-old Tarek, lay in bed with two black eyes and stitches on his lip. He's visiting from Tampa, Florida. He says he was watching riots last week when Israeli forces beat and kicked him.
I mean, my son was still grieving his cousin's death, and then this happens to him.
His mother, Suha, rejected the police claim that he was found with a slingshot. An Israeli court put Tarek under house arrest, and the U.S. State Department called for a quick investigation into, quote, the apparent excessive use of force. She said on this trip to Jerusalem, she understood what her Palestinian relatives have been experiencing all these years.
After actually coming and going through it, I don't blame these people for hating, for having so much hate for Israel.
Shafi. A relative drove me back to the mourning tent. On the way, young Palestinian men with their faces masked and checkered headscarves stopped our car.
Okay, so we just passed like a checkpoint of masked Palestinian youths who were dragging large garbage cans out in the middle of the street, and they were checking the cars looking for undercover police.
Minutes later, they began rioting and police responded with stun grenades. Outside the murdered Palestinian boy's home, his mother, Suha, sat among a throng of women. Her cheeks were red from crying. Earlier in the day, a group of Israeli Jews had come to pay their respects.
When Jews came to me today, they brought me a bouquet of flowers. I would have preferred they would have brought me a burned body, one of the six. What good will a bouquet of flowers do? Will it bring back my son?
She said this was the beginning of the third intifada, the third Palestinian uprising. The decorative Ramadan lights her son had strung up from the house before he was murdered were now the lights greeting well-wishers and protesters who chanted, "We will honor you with our soul and blood." For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.